Morning, everyone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Human nature doesn't change very much, does it? We today are still asking the same question which the disciples asked Jesus in the Gospel. Lord, how many will be saved? Of course, a lot of us don't even wait to consider Jesus' answer, but we immediately start providing answers of our own. There are fundamentalists who are convinced that everyone is going to hell, except themselves and the few who completely agree with them. Fundamentalists can come in all religions and denominations, Catholics, Protestants, Jews, Muslims, Hindus. But whatever the content of their faith, they tend to display the same personal qualities, to be self-righteous, intolerant, and violent. On the other hand, there are many people today who believe that hell does not exist. God would not be so mean as to punish anyone for all eternity, no matter how evil they were. People make mistakes, or they don't know any better, or they suffered from poverty or misunderstanding, or a deprived childhood. To understand all is to forgive all. And of course, from this reasoning it follows, as night does the day, that it really doesn't matter what you do, since we're all going to heaven anyway. It may just take some people a little longer to get there. There is also a hard core of committed atheists, materialists, and so-called secular humanists who deny there is any afterlife whatsoever. And again, whatever their personal ethics may be, it inevitably follows from their philosophy that it doesn't really matter what you do, since none of us are going anywhere anyway. And of course, there's a great mass of people who have a vague hope of heaven and a vague fear of hell, but who aren't very much interested in the question of what happens after death. In relation to the spiritual life, these people are lukewarm, like the Laodiceans in the book of Revelation. And therefore they live most of their lives as though eternal life really doesn't matter very much, and this life is all there is. All of these opinions, fundamentalism, universalism, materialism, and don't know, don't care, all of these opinions, I say, are essentially worthless. There is only one opinion that counts, and that is God's. He created us, he maintains us in being, and any fate we may have after this life is totally in his hands. And since Jesus Christ is God, it is worth our while to consider his answer in the Gospel of Luke to the question of how many will be saved. Jesus says, "Strive to enter in at the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter, but will not be strong enough." It is interesting and significant, I think, that he does not answer the question directly in quantitative terms. Instead, Jesus puts the question of our salvation on a personal level. Our concern must be with our own salvation. We must do the best we can with the gifts and abilities which God has given us. We must work out our salvation with fear and trembling, as St. Paul says in his letter to the Philippians, within the context and the circumstances of our own lives and our own vocation. Salvation is God's gift to us, but it also demands hard work. God challenges us to love one another as he himself did when he was on earth, to deny ourselves, to take up our crosses, and to follow after him. At the same time, we always need to be aware that God's call to salvation is universal. He wants all men and women to be saved. And so Jesus also tells us that people will come from the east and west, north and south, from Tarshish and Put and Lud, even to the distant coastlands, as the prophet Isaiah says. And many who are first in this life, presidents and kings, billionaires and movie stars, will be found wailing and grinding their teeth in the life to come, while many who are last in this life, the homeless, the lost, the forsaken, will recline at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets at the heavenly banquet in the kingdom of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.